So some of the procedures that you would have at a subsequent events review would be inquiring into management's procedures and their systems for how they identify subsequent events, inspect the minutes of directors' meetings, review the accounting records such as budgets, forecasts, any interim information, inquire of directors if they're aware of any subsequent events that might need adjusting, obtain from management a letter of representation that all subsequent events have been considered, inspect correspondence with any lawyers, inquire of the progress with regards to the reported provisions and the contingencies, and just normal post-reporting work performed to verify year-end balances by looking at after the year-end receipts or looking at the cash book for receipts that were not accrued at the year-end, checking the sales price of stock, that sort of thing. And if, after the financial statements have been issued, management amends the financial statements, then all the auditor has to do is provide a new audited report on the amended financial statements and just extend the audit procedures that we've just been talking about to the date of the new auditor's report.